And on some houses, you have boards on the outside that lap over each other.
Yeah.
You call that?
I don't know what you call that.
Do you ever hear of siding, a weather board, or clapboard?
Yeah. Siding is a kind of a big, thick paper they put on the outside of the house and tack. They don't use it much anymore now. People have better stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a...
Yeah, or a tack something.
Or a nail and a...
Yeah. Drive it in the wall and hang your picture on that.
Uh-huh. You drive it with a...
A hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I went the nail in.
Mm. You put this a wire on the, in the back of your picture, mm-hmm. then you hang it.
Or you'd say, I got in my car and I went to town.
Drive to the
Uh-huh. You'd say, I got in the car and I...
Yeah. She had a barkid on the shower.
Or...
Is she... We use the word drive uh-huh. in French. We say guider. In French means guider drive. We say drive. Everybody said drive. And don't uh-huh. use the other word.
Using the word drive, you'd say, I got in the car and then we...
Yeah.
What to town?
I don't know if I can make what you said.
Well, would you say we drive or drove or drive? Or how would you say that?
Well, we start in French and say, on va drive. On va drive, chercher des clous, chercher, aller à la boutique, things like that, uh-huh. go to the store.
How would you say it in English?
I'll drive to go get.
Uh-huh. Or you'd say, he has never bought a car.
Il n'aurait jamais drive.
He has never...
Never drive. Il n'aurait jamais drive.
Okay. And the room at the top of the house, just under the roof, is called the...
Grenier. The upstairs.
Okay. Or just the space, like, between the ceiling and the roof.
Yeah.
You call that the upstairs?
Yeah.
And a building that could be used for storing wood, you'd call a...
We never had any like that. I don't know how they call it. A shed, I guess, uh-huh. we can call that.
And before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets outside?
Commode.
Any other name?
Not that I know.
And what different animals would there be on a farm, and where would they be kept?
Oh, we have cows and pigs and sheep. And mm-hmm. We had geese and ducks and chicken.
Where would you keep all of them?
Leave them outside. Sometimes we park it at night with a little pen to get the egg in the morning, like the duck.
You know. Sometimes you what?
You, when is the season for them to lay eggs, those duck, we pin them at night.
Uh-huh.
So they lay their egg before they go back and eat or go swim somewhere. And the goose, they just make their own nest. They stay in the yard and they make their own nest. They pick out all kind of straw or grass, dry branch, and then build them a nest.
Mm-hmm.
And she go lay there. Then she cover the eggs so it can't fly. Then she keep on going with the male, the goose. Then the next day she come and clean the place again, come and lay another egg until they lay about maybe 4 or 5 eggs like that. Then after that she sit down for 4 weeks until those eggs hatches.
Mm-hmm.
And that male stay there by the nest with her. And if she had to go drink or eat, he gonna stay, he's not gonna leave that nest by itself.
Where would you keep the cows?
Just outside. Well, we put it in a pen at night
mm-hmm.
so we could milk the cow in the morning.